Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. And tonight, as I mentioned, this is The Gathering, our discussion show on Signs of Life. We're trying something new tonight. Our co-host Tom and Melissa Gould are joining us remotely. So Tom and Melissa, you'll have to raise your hand when you want to speak, so I'll see you.
Hands are up.
And, of course, Fran Ginsberg is here, and I'm Bob Ginsberg. And tonight we're going to devote the show to both questions that you as listeners have written to radio at signs of at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So we've accumulated a bunch of those questions. We'll attempt to give our opinion on it, and we also want to hear yours. So we'll take your calls. Anything you want to discuss, just give us a call at 1-888-627-6008. And before we get started, Fran, bring
up... How many eights did you...
I think I said 6008.
No, I mean at the beginning.
888-627-6008.
All right, just
okay.
A second.
All right, what do you got?
Let me bring everybody up to date. I give Amazon Smile, however you want to help us out. We have lots of new things coming down the pike. They're going to be a lot more expensive. We're going to be spending a lot more money. We need your support. We need your donations. So if you're on our website, use the link for Amazon to go to Amazon and buy stuff. If you've already signed up with Amazon Smile, make sure that the donations are going to Forever Family Foundation. And please, it's Forever Family Foundation. There are a lot of other organizations out there with similar names, so please be careful. And when you shop, you can also sign up for iGive.com and name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And most of the stores that you're already shopping in are on the iGive list, so they will automatically send a donation to us when you shop in any of these stores. And I'm just going to throw a couple of names out there to remind you of how big this list is. They've got things like Priceline and QVC and Sony, The Body Shop, Zales. So, you know, make sure you signed up with iGive.com. Leave it up to your computer to make the background links, and we'll get some money into the bank so we can continue to bring you our wonderful programs and bring you the new ones that we have coming down the pike. Also, another way to support us is by entering the Earth Day Raffle. The raffle will be held on Earth Day, April 22nd. You can win up to 5 medium readings. They're each an hour long. The mediums are certified by Forever Family Foundation, and they are Lynn LeClaire, Renata Santarelli, Renee Buck, Amy Utzman, and Tracy Bray, if you're not familiar with them. You can find their links on the Forever Family Foundation website and visit their website, learn all about them. But for just $5, you can support our important work and have a chance at winning one of these readings. So please go to the website now while you're listening and buy your chances. In addition, don't forget to mark your calendars for the annual Afterlife Exploration Retreat in Chester, Connecticut. It will be July 24th through 26th. The member-only emails for the early bird pricing has already gone out, and we have already sent out the emails to the rest of our email lists for other people who are interested. So about a dozen of our reserved rooms are already taken. If you're very interested in this, get your reservations in, but be sure, because these are non-refundable reservations, and look for more information about it in the new Signs of Life magazine that should be in your mailbox this week. And finally, I want to thank everybody who supported the work of Forever Family Foundation last month by purchasing the signature cherry chocolates that were handmade by Professor Paranormal at Haunted by Chocolate. Chocolate is the food of the gods, and it's a food for a healthy heart, and we all know how chocolate helps heal the soul. So if you're still in the mood for chocolate, you can go directly to Haunted by Chocolate and see all the other wonderful flavors that Professor Paranormal has for you. And if you are a business interested in advertising on our show, contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org or call the office at 631-425-7707. And that's it, Bob.
Okay. And, you know, before we, let's tackle a few questions before we, you know, go to our break. But I just want to preface it. I know we've mentioned it before. This is a discussion show. We certainly, as the panelists, do not have the answers. If we did, we probably wouldn't be sitting here. I don't know that anybody has the answers, but it's good to talk about these things and express opinions based on theory, and we can learn as much from you as you can learn from us. So I just these are in no particular order. One question that came in said, mediums seem to be able to communicate with pets. How can that be if animals don't have language that we can understand?
Oh, that sounds like one, Bob, that Tom and I could answer, because it's all thought transference, and pets have thoughts.
Right. And some are more sinister than others.
Well, you know, Melissa, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I was just telling Bob about an incident with Rivas, our cat, earlier today. Mm-hmm. We've purchased wheatgrass for the cats to eat. They seem to like it. But we bought two of them, and we gave one to Rivas, and Rivas hadn't touched it since we bought it. So I said to myself this morning when I was looking at Rivas's wheatgrass, I think I'm not going to let it just sit there and die a natural death. I'm going to take it upstairs to one of the other cats and let her have it. And with that, Rivas came out of nowhere and went over and started eating the wheatgrass. So, yes, telepathic communication works well amongst animals.
and I think you're exactly right. I mean, you know, cats and pets are conscious entities, and so they have thoughts, just as you said. Wouldn't it be similar to people say, well, how do mediums communicate with somebody that speaks a language, a foreign language that they're not familiar with? How do they understand people? That's another question that people ask. But it's, you know, how would you address that? The same way, I assume.
I would, exactly. And I'm looking forward, as I've said before, to this next dimension for myself, because I honestly don't think my throat chakra is that strong, and I think I have difficulty expressing my thoughts in words. And my thoughts are actually quite deep, Bob. And so I'm anxious to communicate via thought rather than spoken language.
Mm. Well, but on the same token, I guess Tom would be a good one to ask that. I mean, do you think mediums can hear and interpret music?
I do. I think, and of course, I mean, not knowing, but hopefully when you get to the other side, you have some more abilities as far as communicating. And so you don't necessarily need a language per se as much as a thought. It's more of a telepathic communication. In fact, some of our mediums will say that they don't necessarily hear words or somebody talking to them, but sometimes they will see little visuals that will clue them into it. So I think there are many ways where spirit can communicate, especially if they're not, it's not their, their human language.
Right. Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense. Fran, do you want to take a call, or do you want to go to break?
Yeah, we're starting to get a few calls backing up. So before we take a break, let's take one call.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's go to Debbie on line 3.
Okay. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the gathering.
wanted to mention that when I connect, I see a lot of visuals.
And so you see people in spirit, you see their image.
Yes, I do, and I also hear words as well.
Are those words in English?
Yes. They're like my own thoughts. It comes through as a thought.
Now, do you ever pick up on a pet or an animal of any kind that's coming through?
Yes, sometimes I do when I'm thinking about them or when I'm looking into their eyes. Yes, I do.
Nice.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay, and thanks for calling. Let's go to... Well, I have another question that a listener wrote in. I don't want to tackle that.
Well, I would at least...
We have another caller hanging?
We have several callers hanging.
Okay, let's go to take another call.
Okay, so let's go to David on line 4.
Hello, David.
Hello, and thank you very much for receiving my phone call.
Yeah, and...
My question is this. In when we're doing research with, like, a discarnate spirit... Do we have any information as to what the makeup of the spirit is? In other words, do we have knowledge of its electromagnetic signature in order for, say, some of our equipment, such as a spectral camera or an infrared camera or an electronic voice device, in order for us to use that equipment, are we able to use that gear in sequence with whatever the discarnate spirit, for example, ghost, would be composed of?
Well, I think that's the big mystery. I don't think anybody's been able to identify it. I mean, as you know, there are many different technical apparatus that people use, some of which you mentioned, you know, when they do these ghost hunting types of expeditions. People constantly record for EVP. You know, there are various measurements. I mean, I always thought it would be a useful form of research, you know, to be able to try to detect energy at the same time that a medium was bringing through a discarnate. It would seem logical that, you know, when they're picking up the thought, that there would be something that we could measure. Maybe I shouldn't say logical, but, you know, it's certainly a worthwhile endeavor. So I don't know. You know, when we can discover that, I think maybe we'd all move one step closer to facilitating communication if we understood the makeup of exactly what we're trying to detect. We don't even know. Is consciousness something that can be detected by physical means? What do you think?
Exactly. That's my understanding also. Are we actually able to use our gear for something that we're not even sure of what we're trying to ascertain?
Yeah.
I was wondering if there's anybody out there in the field that's doing that major research at this point.
That's a good question. I'm not certain what the scientists are doing in that regard, other than the fact that I'm sure if they get results, if they find equipment that is picking up spirit, that they would hone in on that and try to get it so that it could be more specific. And I know that the scientists that we've seen at our conventions and our conferences are certainly looking in that direction, that they're collecting enough data to hopefully create the machine that can actually pick up spirit communication. Certainly, as you mentioned, the people involved in EVP are very interested in trying to get more specific in how they get their EVP.
Yeah. You know, Dean Radin's done a lot of work, you know, and one theory, not necessarily having to do with survival, but with intention and telepathy, is that it's some sort of a quantum entanglement, you know, and that's something that would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to measure, but, you know, by ordinary means. So, it's interesting, and it's an interesting concept, and I'm sure research will move in that direction. But to date, I'm not aware of anybody that's identified, you know, that specific mechanism that allows these things to happen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm great that you mentioned quantum entanglement and the quantum enigma. It's an area that I've been investigating for a while, too, at this point. And you're right. Right now, there doesn't seem to be anything that we can utilize to measure that effectively.
Yeah,
but I think you're on the right track. I do.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And, of course, you know, that's one of the big mysteries, is if we can, apply these micro, all these things that occur on the micro level to the macro world, you know, just because we see it, you know, in photons that are shot apart doesn't necessarily mean it applies in the dimension that we live in. So I appreciate your calling, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
I want to take one more call, because we have Cedric holding, and he's from Belgium. So I think...
Well, I always say Belgium first.
Okay. let's take Cedric, and then we can go to a break.
Okay. Hello, Cedric.
Hello. How are you?
Okay. How are you? Welcome to the
Hello.
Show.
Hello. Oh, fine. Fine. I found your show online, and I thought I'd give the guy a call.
Good. You're here.
Welcome.
Thanks. I have a question. I heard all those interesting questions. What's your show about, if I can ask?
That is a good question. It's about an hour.
Well, you know, this is, we devote one show per month to this format, where we just open it up for questions that people, you know, write in or call in with, and we discuss topics related to survival. You know, we talk about things like near-death experiences and deathbed visions and mediumship and reincarnation and you know, telepathy and so forth. So, you know, and then, you know, on our regular interview shows, we interview scientists and researchers that have been studying these disciplines for quite some time, and as well as, you know, authors and authorities on the subject. So I take it
I have a very good theory about the universe.
Let's hear it.
Share.
My theory is that each molecule in the body or in the universe is a little, tiny little universe at its own.
I don't believe that.
The universe repeats itself.
Yeah, a lot of what we have read and what has been discovered backs that up. That every bit of matter matters, if you will.
Well,
yeah, but if you look at science, they look in a molecule, and the only thing they see is more molecules. So I guess they are all little universes at its own.
True, and to add to that, I would contend that it's not the molecule, but the space in between where the real importance lies.
Yeah, I think when we die, nothing happens. That's my opinion, and that's a lot of opinions in Belgium also. The people, when they die, the light goes out and nothing happens. And if the scientists go with their rockets into space, they don't gonna find anything. Just black matter, maybe some planets, and that's it.
Well,
do you think there's life on other planets? For example,
I do.
Well, it's
I think it's awfully egotistical of us to assume that we are all there is about the universe, and certainly life as I know you what you're saying, physical life. I mean, certainly there's life outside of the life that we're living now that certainly exists. So it only goes to logically assume that there would be other physical beings somewhere in this vast universe.
I think also.
Yeah, it makes logical sense. I mean, when you consider that there are, you know, trillions, you know, stars in the universe, I mean, how could it possibly be, even stretch in any logical sense, how we could be the only source, you know, of life? If you believe in, whether you believe in randomness or design, I mean, either way, it doesn't make any sense that this little speck would be the only source of life. So, you know, forget about science, just from logic. I never believed that we were the center of this vast universe.
Yeah.
Cedric, is this a popular topic in Belgium?
What?
This topic that we're discussing, survival of consciousness, is this
Belgium, they don't care about all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing that's going on in Belgium is terrorism and stuff like that. They don't think about stuff like that.
Well, I'm glad you found
that's
this
why I'm calling America to listen to your opinions also.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bottom line is that you know all of the evidence, despite what the skeptics will choose to ignore, points to survival after physical death. I mean, there are many different disciplines, and there's a wealth of research, and some of the data is so compelling. So when you take all of the evidence in totality, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more thing for Cedric to know, because he found us on the internet.
Yeah.
You can become a member of Forever Family Foundation. It's free. Just go to the website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, become a member, and you'll start to get our emails and all of our kinds of information via the internet and email.
Oh, that's great. Because now I have to stay off very late to call you guys.
Yeah, I know.
And like I said in Belgium, you don't have people with great minds like you. Here, the only thing they care about is terrorism and money and nothing else.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, terrorism is something we all have to deal with, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, that's true, but no problem. Thank you for the good conversation.
And
thank you both.
And get some sleep.
I'll try to.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
And we have a saying in Belgium, recht in het poes. See you later, guys.
Okay. Take care. Hey, we're gonna.
Okay, now I'll let you go to a break.
Okay, so we'll be back in a few. Stay with us.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At L&R Productions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Wind Bridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. We're taking calls and we're addressing some of the questions that you have written in. And if you have any questions in the future, just send an email to radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org and we'll bring it up at a future discussion show. So here's another question that a woman wrote, I guess it's a two-parter. I'm writing to ask that once someone crosses over, what's the best way to honor them? And then she writes, what are people that have crossed over like to see us mortals doing for them to remember them? Anybody want to tackle that?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that one because what I get a lot from seeing readings, the number one thing that people who have passed over want to see their loved ones doing is guiding on with their lives to, you know, not to, obviously you've got to grieve, everybody's got to grieve, but they want you to get back into living and they want to see you having fun because they're hanging out with you too. They're going to the weddings and the birthday parties and that sort of thing, and they want to have as much fun as they did when they were alive, and so they want to see you having fun. They always appreciate, well, I guess the number one thing that you can do is don't stop talking to them. You know, when you go to bed at night, you tell them you love them, and when you see their picture or when you something reminds you of them, yeah, say hi to them and tell them how much you still love them and how you'll look forward to being together again sometime. That is greatly appreciated. And then any little thing, we hear about readings where the medium will say that the spirit is saying, well, you know, after I left you, you put a plaque up or you put a tree up with my name on it, and that means a lot to them. So they're those are the three major things that I would suggest that will go a long way to the other side for you.
Yeah, and the same person writes, why is death so traumatic in human form? If the spirit is there and they never die, why are we humans so torn by horrifying grief? I mean, well, you know, this person is obviously in a lot of pain, missing somebody. And, you know, I guess there's two things I could say about that. You know, why are we torn by horrifying grief? Well, number one, a lot of us either don't believe or aren't sure that they still exist. So the finality is still there, you know. And two, even if we believe that they still exist in some form, we still miss them in the physical. We can't, on a regular basis, you know, touch them and converse with them. So I don't know. I will say that people that know that their loved ones still exist, I think, do better in the grieving process. I mean, would you guys agree with that?
I would agree that you do better in the grieving process, and I would totally agree with you that you're never going to stop missing them. You're never going to want to stop thinking. You know, something will happen, and your immediate reaction is to pick up the phone and call them, and then you realize, oh, I can't do that, or you know, you'll watch a movie that you used to love to watch together, any number of things, and yeah, that'll never go away. But as you say, if you do understand and accept that life goes on and you will meet up again and you will know each other, that's the important thing. I mean, there's a lot of theory that, okay, sure, our energy survives, but how does it survive? Does it just dissipate into thin air once we don't have a body to hold it in? And the evidence has shown that your personality, your consciousness does survive, and your loved ones are the first ones you will see when you go to the other side. They're there to greet you when you go, and they're there to send your grandchildren to you before they come.
You know, thinking about those who might be listening who are experiencing that deep, deep grief, I'd almost think going to a certified grief counselor. I know Doreen Malloy has talked about doing that, it just helps cope with it, because I think it's not only the love you had for the person and that person's gone, but how they interacted with you in your life. And it's hard to get through day-to-day things that you are accustomed to having this other person there with you. So it's more complex than just missing the person. It's the emptiness in your life, too, that you're also coping with.
Okay, here's another question. I regularly hear voices of people that I knew when they were alive and they're now dead. I also sometimes see their image. My pastor said that these are tricks of the devil, and my doctor gave me medication to help with the hallucinations. I took the medicine because I thought there was something wrong with me. So far, the visions and voices have stopped. What do you think?
Wow.
Well, certainly you can drug yourself out of being aware, if you will. Unfortunately, the stock answer from
clergy a lot of times is that, to tell you that it's evil or something like that, or that you're dealing with a demon of some sort. And, you know, that's obviously not helpful in any way. So, you know.
You know, well, Tom, you can talk about someone who recently came up to you who's having, what was it, the boy had was in a car accident, and now he's starting to experience communication with the spirit world?
True, a person sought me out because they know he knew I study in this realm, and yes, he was hit by a car a few years ago, and he told me the story of how he wasn't supposed to survive the accident, and on his hospital bed, his grandfather, all of a sudden he saw his grandfather over the bed, and then his grandfather passed away just that week, and then he survived the accident, and he feels that, you know, his grandfather was somehow transmitting his own energy in so that the boy could survive. And yes, he says he's been he came to me the other day, and he heard a knocking on the door, and he opened the door, and nobody was there. And he was asking me, you know, was that a demon? You know, because he also felt a cold air. And, you know, all I could tell him was that there's positive energy in the universe. There's negative energy in the universe. You can surround yourself with the positive energy, and that will protect you, because I do believe that the positive energy driven by love, which the clergy will call God, and you can call God as well, that's what's protecting you. And it's no different than if you sit down and on your knees and you pray to a cross or a Star of David, as if you sit down and you ask your spirits and your loved ones to, and the great positive energy to surround you. In all of the studies and readings I've done, and the scientists I've listened to, and the mediums I've seen, I have yet to encounter a demon. So I don't even know if demons per se exist. I know there's negative energy, certainly, but I don't know if it's quite as demonic or as Hollywood as people would be make it out to be.
Yeah, and listen, when it comes to these things, if you're if you've been ingrained, you know, with these beliefs that, you know, that there is evil and there is the devil and that these kinds of communications are wrong, you know, of course, if you have them, that automatically you're going to say, you're going to believe it, that there's something either wrong with you or somebody's trying to attack you. But I think what's interesting is, you know, so the person was prescribed medication, and then the sort of visions and the voices stop. So there's two possible theories there. You know, one, the person truly was schizophrenic, and the medication, you know, helped them. What's probably more likely, though, is that they just received what we would call normal communications from the things that we've learned.
The power of suggestion when you're given the medication. We live in a world that everybody thinks that you could take a pill and it fixes everything. So when they give this person the pill and the resulting thing is that these quote-unquote demons go away, it was simply the power of suggestion.
Yeah.
And may I also just want to point out, since we're on this, you know, demonic energy, negative energy, it's not only from the spirit world. We live with negative energy right amongst us. Look at what's going on in this world. There's
absolutely
negative energy along with light, no matter where you are.
True. Isn't it interesting, guys, though, that the way where we sit, we'd love to take medication to enhance the voices and the vision.
That is true.
You know, and they're taking it to make them go away. So that's
certainly, you know, I've heard mediums say that, you know, they don't encourage or they never take a drink or anything like that before they communicate because it hampers the communication. So clearly,
if you want to get rid of somebody having communications, then give them some sort of drug or alcohol, and yeah, they'll stop hearing and seeing.
Yeah. Now, here's another one. If mediums are talking to the dead, why can't they tell us what the afterlife is like?
Well, they do. I mean, they don't get terribly specific, but I've received messages from my father who just says it's, first of all, it's more beautiful than you can ever imagine. It's you have fun, you feel love like you've never felt love, and he says everything happens as fast as a jet plane. So I've gotten some kind of view.
I think too, everybody's view will be different depending on how their religious beliefs, what we were just speaking about, and I think, Fran, maybe, and Tom too, you alluded to something like that in the Seth books, that it's not explainable, maybe for that reason.
Well, also, I might want to throw in here that people think that when you die, you know, you go to a place called heaven. You don't go to a place called heaven. You stay right here. I mean, the spirits, people who have passed, our loved ones, they're all around us. They're still living in the same space. It's just that they're not hampered by human eyes. They're not hampered by physical, taking one step at a time. They're able to go off to Mars if they want to go to Mars. They're able to go back in time if they want to go back in time. So it's not a matter of, oh, what's it like over there? Just look around. It's here. It's just that you see it differently and you feel it differently and you have a lot more, you're not encumbered.
Yeah. I'm looking at it from a practical sense or a viewpoint about these descriptions of the afterlife. I know that you mentioned the Seth books and a lot of the descriptive literature about what the afterlife is like, and we get it in great details from a lot of the channeled accounts. But, you know, if you look at the mediums that are working today, it's pretty hard for a person in spirit to get, you know, specific names or concepts or evidence across. I can't even imagine how they can get across a lengthy description to the mind of the medium, you know?
Yeah.
So,
true.
Yeah, so it's can't be an easy thing. Do we need to take another break?
We should take another break.
Okay, so let's take a quick one, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us and call us with your questions. We'll be back in a few.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on evidence for life after life, a professional counselling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparizetti.com. That's drparizetti in one word, .com.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. We're discussing your questions. We're taking phone calls. And we haven't exhausted the questions that you have sent us. So let's go to another one. The person says, while my mother was dying in the hospital, I watched her talking to people that I could not see. How do I know that she wasn't hallucinating? And that's what everyone tells me.
Well, Bob, you have a firsthand knowledge of this, I believe.
Yeah, you know, it's so prevalent. I mean, you hear more and more people talking about it. When people are in that window of getting ready to pass, and they start talking to deceased relatives, and they can't understand why the others in the room can't see the same person, and of course, if you talk to somebody that hasn't seen the evidence or never heard of this before, they'll dismiss it and they'll tell you that you're nuts. But the fact is that there are millions of people that can talk about these things. The big question is, why don't they talk about these things? And that's one of the things that we're trying to do with the foundation is to get people to open up so people like this listener who wrote this don't have to even question. You know, they just know that this is the way it is, and we do get greeted by people when it's our time to go, and we all have help when we cross over. So. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what I would say to that woman. The same person wrote also, I have had many dreams of my son who passed away last year. Does that mean he is with me when I'm dreaming, or am I imagining things? How do I communicate back with him?
Well, the communicating back is simply thinking about him and talking to him. As far as the dreams,
there's no way to tell specifically is this him or is it just my, I mean, she uses the term imagining things, but it's more of, you know, kind of wishful thinking, I'm sure. But what I have learned is with some dreams, if it's a visitation, it will be more vivid than normal dreams, and it'll be something that you will remember weeks, months, even years later. I've had a couple myself where I was in a dream, and the next thing I know, a loved one of mine who had passed away was in that dream, and some of those dreams are
five, 10 years old, and I can remember them as if I had them last night. Common thought is that that is how you can tell you've had an actual visitation from your loved one. But again, a recurring theme here in this show is they are around. It's great when you can experience them, but just realize that they are there. When you, as the caller earlier, or the question earlier, what can you do to honor their spirit? When you do honor their spirit, they are there. You know, the people who go to the gravesite and lay flowers down, they're watching you put the flowers down, and they're feeling it. And you know what? The love that is expressed in doing something like this, they feel that. They feel that as much as you feel the love when you hug someone. So it's very important to keep that line of communication, keep your heart open, keep them in your heart, and every day just to realize how much you still love them, and that will help in all of the process.
We had a similar question. Has it yet been determined why our loved ones that have left the physical world do not communicate more with us? So I guess what we could say is, are you really sure? Are you open to, do you recognize, communications? And then on the other side, why they don't communicate more, I don't know how we answer that. Maybe it's a process that they haven't perfected yet, or maybe they're busy. They don't have the constraints that we have in the physical world. I would imagine there's an infinite number of things that they can do that we can't do here.
Simply they're having fun. Again, a reading that Melissa had where my father came through at the end of the reading, he said, "Hey, you see that guy in the jet ski out there? I'm going out there. I'm going to ride with him all day. He won't even know it." And then he signed off. And that's what they're doing. They're having fun. And that's why I mentioned earlier that they want you to have fun while you're here, because we'll all be together having a lot of fun on the other side when our times come. And certainly that'll come soon enough, because our spirit, our soul, our life's energy, which cannot be created or destroyed, will go on infinitely. And so when you think about 100 years in terms of an infinite amount of time, it's just a blink of an eye that we're here.
And that's a good way to close the show, because everybody listen to Tom and go out and have fun.
Go have fun.
Yes.
But first, before everybody signs off to go have fun, we have to ask our listeners to really this time pay attention to this healing energy prayer. Put your intentions out there and your thoughts to send healing to these people that we will read off of the list, and help them to heal with your thoughts of energy. So we now ask our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Erica, Philip McPhee, Doug Berry, Wendy Lippo, Eileen LaFada, Patty Potter, Michael Tim, Lynn Austin, Glenna Irwin, Stanley Mulan, Tanya Cash, Andy O'Brien, Johnny Jackson, Henry Stark, Karen, Brian, Richard, Andrea, Joe, Tim Donahue, Tom Donahue, Eddie Roll, Tracy Lee Nash, Jean Lash, Vicki Steffi, Rita Springer, David Haith, Anne Hutchinson, Julie Beischel, Marian Pierzga, Jeanette Davies, Rachel Scandarian, Kimberly Saavedra, David Mello, Donna Mello, Judy Pernick, and Donald Peterson. Now let us, as one consciousness, give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time for us to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away,
and science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.